Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our episode 10 recap for season 39. It's so weird doing this on a Friday. It was Thanksgiving, and here we are Friday morning. Last week, we talked about how Alexa didn't have her microphone. Well, now add me to the mix. I decided to pack it for my trip to Arizona and then forgot to pack the cord. So a microphone that cannot plug in is really of no use. So here we are.
Yeah, for those of you who like are the new-ish fans of us, so, like within the past year, this is what it used to be. But still, internet's been pretty good. So no one's like getting up and moving computers. That was an issue.
Although that might happen today because I'm in the corner and I was watching like I was watching Us on HBO the other day in this corner, and it just completely froze like three times. So if that happens, I will be sure.
I'm scared to freeze.
What's that?
Or to just like totally freeze.
Yeah, that's what will end up happening. So But anyway, we're back, and we just watched a pretty good episode of Survivor. The one thing I will have to complain about, there's a lot of things to keep in theme with Thanksgiving that we're all thankful for. But something we're really not thankful for is the fact that this is a week where a lot of families watch this show who don't watch the show normally. So somebody like gets somebody to watch it. And I watched it with two people who have never seen an episode of Survivor ever. And they came out of this episode thinking Nora is normal. And I have such a problem with it.
I didn't even think about that, but you're so right. So I watched with my whole family. My mom watches, but my dad and brother don't really care for it anymore. And they all walked out and they were like, that was a great episode. Like, that was a good Thanksgiving episode. It had like the eat or compete challenge. It had Lauren playing with that. It had a great idol play. Like, it was everything you needed to get someone back into Survivor. But I was saying this to my brother. I was like, I love Nora. She's all over the place. And he was like, really? I'm not seeing it. So
yeah, it was a little frustrating.
Sorry.
Yeah, because all the Nora that we all know and love is the Nora who laughs when Jeff says one word, who just says ridiculous things. We're being told this week that she like has intense focus. And it's like last week we watched her drop out for peanut butter and jelly because she didn't realize that there was peanut butter and jelly involved, which I guess means she has focus, but doesn't Yeah.
She's always been good in those kind of challenges. And also her staying on longer to try to get them more food was awesome.
So funny.
It was like sit half down. Uh-oh.
She just dropped out.
Phil is a little bit.
Butter and jelly.
There you are. You got.
Am
you
I
got
lagging? I knew this was going to happen. I knew I was going to be laggy. Get headphones too. I hear myself.
You hear yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind talking for about like a minute and a half? Because I don't know where the nearest headphones are.
That's fine for me. That's what I do.
All right. I'll be right back.
I'm going to say everything nice about Karishma now while Alex is gone so that Karishma looks like she still – or so that Alexa looks like she still hates Karishma, which I don't think she ever hated Karishma. But how good was that, everybody? Who's been saying it since day one that Karishma can still win this game, that she was just getting a really bad edit because she was really bad at challenges? And once again tonight, we see her being useless around camp. Everybody goes through her bag. They all assume she's just a moron. And what does Karishma do? Nothing else but win. She ends up playing the idol correctly. I think this is the first time since Kelly Wentworth that a female played an idol correctly, which is just insane. And she did it so well. She needed to do it. Got seven out. And seven votes that didn't count. I don't know who voted for Janet. I'm going to look this up while Alexa is hunting for headphones. And yeah, Karishma was absolutely unbelievable this week, and she just continues to keep on doing this, look, I'm dead, and I'm not playing well, and everybody buys it, and then she turns around, and she's playing really good, and I said this earlier in the season, which is everybody on this season thinks they're the best player on the season, and we saw that again tonight, where everybody thought they were just a better player than Karishma. And they just completely underestimated Karishma. It's been happening all season long, back to when Chelsea got voted out. And now here's Alexa with big headphones. She's looking real good. Now,
how do I sound?
Wonderful. I hope that my speech wasn't interrupted. I was talking about how great Karishma is and how much you hate her.
I love Karishma. What are you talking about?
I know, but I wanted to make sure I got all my words in there before you could come in and be like, wait, I love Karishma. But I wanted to make sorry. Sure I was like.
I just said, I ran downstairs. I have non-iPhone headphones, which is why I'm wearing my dad's weird Bose ones. So I run downstairs and they go, is Phil just talking to himself up there? And I'm like, yep. I just heard Karishma like three or four times.
I'm talking to thousands of people, Papai family.
There's a lot of Papai down there. Karishma had an amazing episode. She's fantastic. Easily most memeable person on this season. Like, mm-hmm. She's unbelievable. When that first Janet vote came up, I was like, what would happen to this podcast if Karishma idled out Janet? Like, we wouldn't, where would we go?
Well, I wouldn't talk about how Karishma was good and had a chance to win, that's for sure. I'd just be like, hey, Karishma, you should have went home tonight. Stop being selfish, okay? It was Janet's time to stay. Yeah, right? Like, I looked and Karishma did vote for Janet and then Dan voted for Elizabeth. I guess that was Dan kind of protecting himself and protecting everybody else. Yeah, it really was. So he votes for Elizabeth. Elizabeth gets one vote. This way it offsets whoever Karishma does vote for. And they didn't think they had to split the votes because Nora did a very thorough job searching through a bag that an idol was not in. And I loved there's like a piece of parchment and there's three things that have shells on it. She's fine. What's that piece of parchment, Nora? What was on the piece of parchment?
I just loved how that cut, because she's like chit-chatting with Karishma and she's just walking away like bag in hand. Like mm-hmm. she just straight up took it. That was great. But the thing with things in bags now is I would never put my idol in my bag. No. Like I would do it like Lauren O'Connell and so many other people have done, which is like just hide it somewhere like in the ground, because I know that everyone's going to be creeping through my bag.
Yeah. You have to do that. And Karishma hid it in her armpit, which I guess at that point, everybody probably smells so bad. You're not touching anybody's armpit.
I don't even want this thing anymore.
Right. But right? Like Jeff had to take that and it probably smelled so terrible.
Jeff. Well, the thing is Jeff's holding it up and that is like the fakest looking idol I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like torn apart hemp and three shells. If I'm Jeff, I'm tossing that in the fire after, because that probably smells stanky. And it's nothing about Karishma smelling bad. That's just all these people are 30 days in and they probably smell terrible. They also probably smell
everybody
full syrup at this point.
That was amazing. I loved
this. Loved the whole thing.
Because, yeah, I thought it was really cool that Lauren got to go back and tell them all what mm-hmm. they were about to get, because it makes it so much more enticing. And what her and Tommy did, just being like, you're going to love it. It's going to be great. Everything is just perfect. Like, I just thought that was so cool. Mm-hmm. We'll get into Lauren's idol play at the end, which I still think is the right move day and age of Survivor. When somebody plays an idol and you know they're about to get 7 votes, you better play your damn idol, because you just never know where that stray vote is going.
Exactly. And it was Karishma who was in her mind, it was Karishma who was going to be the only stray vote. And Karishma doesn't have any allies. So and at that point, there's only like, there's 9 people there, but like 5 were exposed. So just like with that math, Lauren's got to play it. And also,
yeah,
at the end of the day, it's only a 2, that idol's only good until the next tribal council. So just play it now, get it out of the way. We were all mad at Vince for not doing what Lauren just did. So I'm totally fine with Lauren doing it. I thought Lauren had a great episode. This is probably my favorite Island of the Idol segment yet, because mm-hmm. it didn't affect the game, but it affected like an eat or compete. And at the end of the day, an eat or compete is the person's choice. And what's saying Lauren and Tommy can't go and influence everybody. And she made the right bets. She held on. Rob gave her the 2 people instead of 1, at which point you've got to take it.
Yeah.
I mean, Elizabeth and Nora were 100% the right people to choose there. And she called it pretty much perfectly. The only person who didn't eat was Karishma. And I'm like, we talk about this all the time. And I was saying with my family, we were like, we would never eat. Like, how could we ever possibly eat? I feel like this is the most people we've ever seen eat before. Do you think it was a comfort thing? Do you think it was combined with all the pushing? Where do you stand on this?
I think that it was probably just because you know you're going to vote out Karishma. You know you're going to vote out Elizabeth. Like, those are your 2 people. And mm-hmm. everybody else is just kind of like Dean doesn't think he's a goat. Which is,
we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But like, so Dean sits out, and it goes back to what I had said coming into this week. That original alliance of Vokai 4 is going to be in this game until the finale. We are going to see all 4 of them in the finale because they feel that comfortable together and they don't vote each other out. And I know Janet keeps getting votes now randomly, but Janet's not going anywhere next week, because now at best they're going to turn it as 4-4. Dan, Tommy, Lauren, and Janet aren't voting for Janet. So mm-hmm. they're never going to be able to get rid of Janet now unless there's an idol play. So
Janet masterfully got back in. She did a great job over the course of a week.
Everybody who was against her is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when you have those 4, and then you have somebody like Karishma, who really is all over the place, and Dean. So Dean's feeling comfortable because he's like, okay, maybe they try to come after me, but they're probably going to come after Tommy, or they're going to go after whoever, and he thinks he has this legacy advantage, which if I'm Dean and I play that, I'm staring right at Jamal the entire time to see his reaction, to see if he's like, oh yeah, I knew it wasn't real, because then that lets you know that the real one you have, air quotes, isn't real. You know what I mean? Because right now he's got the another fake one, the real fake one. But I'm not surprised so many people ate. because I think a lot of them knew that they weren't going to win this challenge. I'm really surprised Karishma did the challenge. I thought this was actually going to be just Nora versus versus Elizabeth, and that it would be just be Lauren going, oh my God, I'm about to just start like feasting while the only two people I needed to compete in this challenge are competing in the challenge. But
I had a feeling Karishma was going to compete. Karishma knows where she stands. And I know she's hungry, but I like kind of what she said. She was like, and that was like her kind of her back and forth with Jeff was really good, where she was like, I want this, but my body is just not equipped for this. Like she's, I like that she went for it. I always prefer when people go for it instead of eating. But those hash browns look really good.
Yeah, those hash browns look dope. I was like ready. That challenge made me go and eat White Castle last night for the first time since January, because for some reason there's a White Castle.
I had breakfast food translate to White Castle.
Well, because it was just food and I hadn't eaten since like the 3 p.m. Thanksgiving dinner, you know?
Yeah. So I was like 9 p.m. plate.
I watched it last night and it was like 9:30 when it ended. And I'm like, damn, White Castle closed at 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
We watched it
last night. So
we watched it yesterday instead of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I believe is the first time we've ever done that. So the Pappas' priorities have really, really shifted now.
The Pappi. Please say the correct plural of your family's name.
Yes. okay, let's let's talk about this Island of the Idol site more, because I loved this. I thought it was great. I'm glad that like Lauren got kind of her big standout episode, because there's been a lot of talk about Lauren and Tommy and how Tommy's been getting a lot of just like kind of the credit, a lot of the airtime. But one thing that I thought was really interesting is that Karishma said that Dan is running the show, which says a lot about Lauren and Tommy, because it means that we see that they're running the show. Nobody else does. Those two have done such a good job. They called them both each other's wingmen, which I thought was super cute. And when Lauren first told Tommy about it, I was actually a little unsure, because his reaction was, why do they need to win? Why are we doing this? And I think a lot like other people could have said, well, why didn't you bid on me? Like, why didn't you pick me? Tommy was like, all right, let's get everyone talking about breakfast. And they had there was such a good like jump cut of them convincing everybody, culminating in Tommy going, oh, well, it's full of carbs, to which Lauren goes, bacon isn't a carb. Mm-hmm. So funny.
And the entire internet was like, we hate Tommy. He's a moron. He doesn't know that bacon's not a carb. What a stupid ass.
That would be, I didn't say that.
I'm just assuming, because I saw that he had tweeted, like, for everybody out there, I know that bacon is not a carb.
This was the point in the season where it always kind of happens around here, where you see that everyone's kind of losing their mind. Like Lauren was trailing off in the middle of a sentence in tribal council, and she's like, I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, and I think what Lauren did here by not picking Tommy was actually a smart move, because you put no pressure on your ally and you allow him to go eat. He can go eat now, because he doesn't need to be one of the people. If she says, because I was thinking the same thing. I didn't realize that Nora was a vegan until this episode. So if I don't know that Nora is a vegan, I'm saying, like, why would you pick Nora? She's going to see the food and she's going to be like, screw this, I'm going to eat. So I would have said Elizabeth and Tommy, honestly. And then once she said Elizabeth and Nora, or once she said Nora was a vegan, I was like, okay, you have to take Elizabeth and Nora. And I think this is 100% the right move. And I don't think Tommy's offended, because really it's like, cool, you're letting me go eat pancakes and bacon. This is great. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do anything. And I think that, and then the fact that they like did everything together, they go find the idol together. Like I said this last week, and I said this on the predictions, and Julie got mad at me because I said this is the predicted order of finish that I have for this season. But I really think that Tommy and Lauren are going to be sitting in the final three together, because everything we've seen is just them together. And this week especially, we got so much of Lauren just knowing everything about her tribe, and you know, knowing the people like the back of her hand. That feels like a final tribal council speech to me.
Yeah, the two of them are, they're just a very equal relationship, which you usually don't see. At this point, you always see one of them thinking like, oh, I think it's time to cut them, but we haven't seen that yet. So it'll probably come, but I think the two of them are so, so good together. And I also like when Lauren was, because I don't know how much time you have between leaving Island of the Idols and story time. I can't imagine it's longer than 20 minutes. So you've got to come up with your story quickly. And I think Lauren saying that she won them the ability to make an eater compete was really good, because that put her in everyone's good graces. Like, thank you for getting this for me. And I think maybe they learned from when they were on that new Vokai, trying to push Dan like out of the group I think they learned that, like, okay, when you're going to push people, just make it conversational. Don't be like, you should definitely eat. You should eat bacon. You need some carbs. Mm-hmm. They were pretty, like, low key about it. And I thought it was great. I love Jeff revealing it. No one was shocked.
Amazing.
Never see that. It was great. I thought that was such a well done, like, segment of the show. And I thought Lauren did a great job, and I'm with you. Lauren's got to play that idol. And I don't think people are going to view it as, like, a crazy misplay, because, like you said, Karishma is getting every single vote. You have to do that, because otherwise you have a 1 in 5 chance of going home.
Yeah, and you know that Karishma is not going to vote for Elizabeth in that situation. She ends up voting for Elizabeth on the revote, but she's not happy about it because that was somebody she started off with. You know, right. She can't vote for Nora. You know she's probably not going to vote for Dean because despite the fact that Dean and Karishma had been against each other for a very long time, they really aren't now. She might vote for Dan. She might vote for Janet, and she might vote for Lauren. If I'm Tommy, I'm thinking maybe she's going to vote for me, although it seems like Tommy just has good relationships with everybody. Tommy's name still has not come up this season. The only time it came up was during the Missy vote, but that was because it was such, like, a small group. Yeah, but other than that, it hasn't come up, and he was able to rebound from that easily.
Well, because the only people who voted for him went home and then went home this week, so yeah. That's quickly. But if I'm Karishma, I'm definitely not voting Dean, because Dean did the whole, like, I'll show you later tonight why I'm safe, and everyone's like, oh, okay, got it.
Okay,
got
great. It.
Yeah.
I love Dean. Dean's been great since the opening.
Yeah, so let's talk about this. So in the moment I was like, what are you doing? But the more I've thought about it, so I go two ways with this. If this is real, if what Jamal gave him was real, fantastic move. But he doesn't know that it's not real. So in Dean's mind, this is a good move. The only reason that people are saying it's dumb is because we know it's not real. So we're going to have a great moment when Dean tries to play it. And then Jamal, for the first time since being on the jury, like, cracks a smile because he is stone-faced up there. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it. I think he played it well. And he's like, oh, man, it was fake. The only thing is, I'm just kind of surprised that he thinks it's real. Because no one, himself included, believed it was real when he first got it, right?
But now everybody's telling him they think it's real. Janet said she thinks it's real. Tommy said he thinks it's real. I think it was Dan said he thinks it's real. It's really weird.
I wonder what twisted that. I wonder how that happened.
I don't know. I think maybe they all thought we're just trying to get him to play it at 9 so he doesn't still have it at 6. So it's like, I think it's real. I think it's real. I think it's real. You should play it. You should play it. You should play it. Just so that it's out of his hands, just in case it is real. So maybe they're all playing him a little bit. But I thought this was a great move. And I haven't looked on Reddit at all, because, like I said, I watched it last night, went to White Castle, went to bed. So that's a great American day right there. You go, you eat.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you feast on Thanksgiving, you watch 3 football games, you watch Elf, and then you go, you watch Survivor and go and eat White Castle and then just fall asleep. That's the American dream. But I haven't read anything, but I think it's a good move, because what you can do by playing this fake one is now you can judge whether the other one is real or not. Because if I'm Dean and I'm playing that, as soon as I sit down, I'm just staring at Jamal. And when it comes out that Jeff says this is not a real advantage, this is nothing, I'm staring at Jamal to see if Jamal gives away and is like, you know, whatever, oh, you got, like, you know, you can tell by a reaction and the way he moves, and, like, if he's, like, patting everybody on the shoulders and everybody's laughing or something, it tells you, like, oh, it was never real in the first place. And then he knows that the one he has isn't real. But by Jeff saying that, if Jamal is, like, shocked over on the jury, then you sit there and you go, I have a real one. I still have one. This is fantastic. So I think it's really cool that he did it this way. And I think you do learn a lot if you're Dean. We don't see it that way, because I don't think Dean goes on to win. So we're not really meant to, like, see him, like, as, like, this positive strategist. But I think this was definitely 100% the right.
I know. The only thing that sucks is Jamal's not giving anybody anything on that jury. If it's like, if Missy or Aaron gave him that, then he would know. Because, like, Missy and Aaron had some crazy reactions. Jamal's not giving anybody anything.
Yeah, Jamal looks like Jeff Kent over there. He's like, I just want to go home.
I'm out of here. This sucks.
This sucks. What else did we have in this episode? We had the challenge. We only had one challenge, right? Yeah, because we didn't have a reward this episode.
That challenge looks,
because they're going to eat. So we didn't really need it.
I have no, like, is that your forearms and your biceps? Like, those are two muscle groups that I am violently under.
No, that's what Alexa's known for. If you've ever seen pictures of Alexa, she's jacked up.
I'm so jacked. Yeah, that's why I always wear sweatshirts. I'm trying to be modest about it. Yeah, let me think.
Why do you think, do you think it was the right move that they all voted for Elizabeth on the revote instead of Janet?
I mean, I think they thought it was. I think Elizabeth, I think they could have used Elizabeth because I haven't read Elizabeth's, or I haven't listened to her Ponzarosa yet, but I think she said something along the lines of like, I just wanted to play loyal. And that's someone who I want to pick up and be aligned with. Because once her two people, once Missy and Aaron were gone, Elizabeth was a free agent and not a free agent kind of in the Karishma sense. She's a free agent in that she just wanted a buddy. But I get them not wanting to because they've had that tight group for a while. I don't really know who the group is. I know it's like Dan, Janet, Tommy, Lauren, but then Dean's a part of it. And it's really just like Karishma who's not. It's like Nora seems to be a part of this crew.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Dean being worried that the goats were going to come after him, Tommy, or Elizabeth. It's like, why do you feel so defensive of Tommy? I don't know why he felt so defensive of Tommy. And I think this, again, leads to how Tommy's just playing a great social game. Somebody he's not even really aligned with is worried that Tommy could go home because of the goat army. And I don't know. I don't think Tommy is worried about Dean going home.
Yeah. No. I don't really know where Dean stands. I have no idea what to make of him. I don't know who he's aligned with. So I think he's voting with that group, but I bet Nora has more like clout in that group than he does. So I'm not really sure.
That's so weird.
I think them getting rid of Elizabeth, look at who's on the jury. It's like Missy, Aaron, Elizabeth. Those are your immunity threats right there. So they've been really getting rid of them. So I don't know. I mean, Nora's been going on a run. I don't think they're going to vote Nora out just because of that. But now it's like, now this entire group minus Karishma is kind of together. So let's say Karishma finds another idol or Karishma wins immunity. For whatever reason, Karishma doesn't go home. They have to start eating themselves, and I don't know where it's going to go because Elaine's like technically not in that group, or maybe she is because she's been talking about loyalty. She's been kind of saying that that's her brand. But no one's targeting. Like, I don't know who's targeting who other than everyone targeting Karishma in this group now.
Well, I think there is with Dan. But that's a group four. Now you're I would like to accidentally have to sit next to Karishma. And she has no power. Because Karishma's got to flip one of your core four, which you had to go after Elaine or Dean because Elaine or Dean win, especially the week after that. I'm getting rid of the one that I didn't get rid of. Now you're in a Karishma and Nora, who were the two leaders of the goat after playing an idol correctly. And then you have the core four. So I think that you have to go after Elaine and Dean in the upcoming weeks because going after Karishma, yes, she does have her, she has her idol play, but she has so much other disrespect for the entire game that I don't think it's really an issue. I think that she still has to overcome.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I saw someone tweeted like a correct idol play, no matter who you are in front of a jury, is just a good look. Like no one knew she had it. That was fantastic for her. But I think you're right. I think if you put her in the final tribal right now, people are still going to feel the way they feel about her. So Karishma still has some steps to take to get herself in kind of that not go position. But I think that was huge for her. I think at least now she has an argument. But I don't know. I think when this happens, they're going to think, I feel like they're going to move the target now because someone said when they were between Karishma and Elizabeth, they were like, Karishma's going to be the person. I think it might have been Dean. Karishma's going to be the one who we keep saying we can get rid of whenever we want. And then she's sitting in the final three. I think that's what kind of started this old goat army discussion. Yeah. But that's on point. That's kind of like what everyone's been saying about Elaine this whole time. So it's weird that kind of all of these premonitions are getting fulfilled. Because I do think Elizabeth was the right person to get rid of here. But I don't know. At the same time, I feel like I could have benefited more. Like if I'm playing, I would have benefited more from having Elizabeth because I think Elizabeth would like align with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm like glitchy. I keep getting called.
Yeah, you're a little glitchy.
It takes forever for them to pop up. Hey man, I ain't home. Can you? Because I want to read this
now.
Comment.
I Yep, okay. Go ahead.
Well, Mayday Dude said, if people don't like you, they won't vote to give you $1 million, not rocket science. I don't think people don't like Karishma. She's coming across. I think that people don't think Karishma's playing the game. I think they're annoyed with her because she seems a lot lazier, more useless than she really is. And so I think that tonight, all of a sudden, people are going to be like, wait a second, we should be taking her more seriously as a game player.
No,
I don't think anybody was taking her seriously as a game player. And I know we're on a delay here, so.
Yeah, so no, I don't think they were either. But I think, and I'm saying this as somebody who likes Karishma, but at the end of the day, we and people are seeing someone who's lazy around camp all the time. People are objectively not going to like that. Viewers aren't going to like that, and people who are living with her aren't going to like that. So I think that combined with not seeing her as a game player, those two happen together. So I don't know whether or not they dislike her, but I understand why people are like, why they're like voting for her all the time. Like I'm seeing that, but we're also seeing Karishma's growth out of it. So where this goes, like it seems to be going on like an upward angle for Karishma, which is great. But when people like, they're voting for her because they see her as lazy and they see her as unpredictable.
Well, what I was gonna, and I don't know, like I know like we're off.
Yeah, there you are. You're good.
I know what you said.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, what I was gonna say is if she can spin this, and she can start to say, well, the reason I was lazy around camp, the reason I was doing all this is because I know I'm getting all the votes, and I wanted you all to feel so confident that you would vote for me and I could play my idol correctly because I needed to make sure that the time I was actually going to go home, I played my idol the right way, considering all the other times I've gotten votes, I haven't had to play my idol because I knew I wasn't actually going home. If she's able to spin this as a positive, then I think looking at her as like, wait, she's lazy and she's useless around camp, it's like maybe that was just all gameplay, get votes and know she's living on borrowed time, and she needs to make sure that when she actually is going to go home, she plays idol. And now people are looking at her as a gamer rather than lazy and sitting around doing nothing at camp. So it could go either way.
I think it's also a snowball effect, because even from the beginning, like even like what is this, episode 2, where they were all swimming together and she was like, I don't fit in with this group, I don't feel comfortable, I don't feel comfortable taking my shirt off. She cuts her finger. They like don't go to help her. This has been snowballing for a while. And I think it's kind of like Karishma sees it as she's not connecting with them. They see her as an outsider. So it just automatically pulled apart and could never really get back together. And I think, I mean, the truth lies in both of them, but I think Karishma already wasn't comfortable with that group. And then they pushed her away. And then I think at that point, yeah, you're right. I think she was just like, okay, well, I got to play for myself. And that's just how her game has gone.
Yeah. And if you're worried that Karishma is going to sit in the final three, why are you worried that Karishma is going to sit in the final three? Because if you know everybody doesn't like her, yeah, there's nothing to be nervous about. If you know everybody doesn't like her, you're just trying to sit in the final three. It's what Brett always said about Hanner and Ken. If you're sitting next to Hanner and Ken, you win. You win $1 million. And that's what that's what I think you're trying to do on this season, is if you can sit next to like Karishma and Nora, who even though I think Nora could sneak in a vote or two, if you can sit next to Karishma and Nora, you're going to win $1 million. So why at this point, if you're in the majority alliance, would you get rid of Karishma now? Maybe you do it at final six, maybe you do it at final seven, but at final eight, I just don't see a reason to do it. I just don't see why you would do it. You've got to get rid of Elaine. You got to get rid of Dean, because both of them could actually steal votes from you.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I don't think anyone will have a confessional saying like, I hate Karishma, because I don't think they dislike her. I think they just don't take her seriously.
Yeah. And what did Karishma say today? Mimosas are like her favorite drink after Applebee's is her favorite restaurant.
She's, she's good. If I'm a brand, I'm calling Karishma.
Right. She can sell it for you. I just imagine Karishma like at like, you know, Black Friday brunch today, sitting at Applebee's chugging mimosas, having like the time of her life. So that's all I can think about.
It's a dream. I know. Yeah, I know. But then that kind of sucks, because she didn't.
It really is. So what? Yeah, no, that's true. She didn't even get them there and be like, God, I hate this. No, I have a second lag. I keep trying to talk right after you're done, but I'm following your mouth. I stopped talking. Alexa and I are sitting in total silence.
All right, say something.
Hi.
All right, this isn't working. What did we miss?
I don't know. What are we missing? I'm still talking. I still hear you when you're coming in time. Can Alexa not hear me at all? She's not giving me anything. She's just grunting.
I can hear you. I'm purposely not giving you anything because this is not like, it's not working. We're just going to keep kind of talking over each other.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's the case, I guess we should just call it at 31 minutes then.
Yeah, what did we, is there anything else we've missed? Anything else we don't have?
I don't know, there's probably stuff. We can just talk about it on Sunday.
Okay, so
I'll be in normal Wi-Fi.
Sunday, we have a very exciting guest. Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, at 5 p.m. Eastern, we are going to be joined by none other than Billy Garcia of Survivor Cook Islands. We are so excited to have him on. He is going to be a gem. We've podcasted with him before about something you guys will see in the future. But he's good. He's got some good energy. He's a gigantic Survivor fan. And we're going to be doing our episode 12 predictions and power rankings with Billy. It's going to be a great time. So make sure to tune into that.
Yeah. And if you did power rankings and you sent me power rankings before Thanksgiving, I completely ignored them because it was before Thanksgiving. But I'll put them in. It'll happen. And I love this. Well, yeah. Billy Garcia, you're joking.
Oh, we're not. We are not. He's good people. So so stay tuned for that. I'll post at some point, maybe tomorrow, I'll post some updated fantasy game stats. But we'll be back this Sunday. Thanks for the delayed, or we're doing a very delayed recap, so we'll repost this. But in the meantime, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For those of you who are $10 patrons and $20 patrons, you know, we just did a Thanksgiving aunts and uncles podcast, which was our favorite one yet. So make sure to become a patron. We have four different tiers, $1, $5, $10, $20, all different amounts of content that you can get. So make sure to become a patron. Go to patreon.com/survivorspecialist, and we'll see you guys on Sunday.
Sorry for the lame podcast, guys. It'll be better.
Come explore the wild heart of Utah with Oars. No notifications, no meetings, no signal. Just you, the river, and the space to reconnect with what matters most. From one-day adventures in Dinosaur National Monument to week-long journeys through canyonlands and beyond, Oars delivers unforgettable guided rafting experiences on some of the most iconic rivers in the West. Visit oars.com/Utah to start planning your next great adventure. Let's go rafting! Come explore the wild heart of Utah with Oars. No notifications, no meetings, no signal. Just you, the river, and the space to reconnect with what matters most. From one-day adventures in Dinosaur National Monument to week-long journeys through canyonlands and beyond, Oars delivers unforgettable guided rafting experiences on some of the most iconic rivers in the West. Visit oars.com/Utah to start planning your next great adventure. Let's go rafting!